In the Abu Ghraib area west of Baghdad, a major military operation is wrapping up. Starting on Sunday, thousands of Iraqi and U.S. soldiers conducted house-to-house searches, looking for insurgents and people who support them. New York Times reporter Sabrina Tavernisi was embedded with U.S. troops involved in the sweep.
They arrested 437 people over the course of about 18 hours, which is a lot. The troops that I was with, the Iraqi troops, were mainly Shiites and Kurds. And they were going through the neighborhoods, you know, bit by bit. They didn't really take much fire. They only had sort of firefights a couple of times over the course of a couple of days. But today we were walking in one area in the eastern part of the district that had been particularly dangerous. There were, we talked to maybe 10 or 15 residents. They were out kind of, you know, some were fixing their cars and some were selling candy and soda on the street. And, we were able to walk around freely, which the troops were saying 4 days ago they were being shot at like crazy in the areas.
And why was this neighborhood the focus of this operation?
There had been a lot of problems in Abu Ghraib, a lot of mortar attacks, very, very dangerous area. It was an area that, as the American commander described, you know, you couldn't, walking through it or being on patrol in it, you'd come under fire maybe 10 to 15 times. It was also an area that they suspected of having a couple of car bomb assembly operations, and that's been a real problem in Baghdad.
How would you describe the division of labor in this operation between the Iraqi forces and the U.S. forces who were working alongside them?
The Iraqis really were doing the work. Basically, the U.S. forces, there were many, far fewer U.S. forces, and they would stay out by sort of checkpoints and cordoned areas, sort of border areas, while the Iraqis were doing the work in the neighborhoods. So really it was the Americans were, you know, advising, and they were helping with communications and radio type stuff. But really, the Iraqis were doing the work.
The Iraqi forces here are largely Shia. The population in this neighborhood is largely Sunni. Did that lead to any tensions? Did you talk to anybody in the neighborhood to see how they were responding?
Well, unfortunately, I didn't, because I was not with a translator, so I was relying on a very smart and efficient Kurdish army commander. We talked to some people in the neighborhood, and one of them expressed some concern that someone he knows or one of his friends had been arrested, and he said, you know, you're not arresting just bad guys, you're catching a bunch of other people too. He wasn't guilty of anything. So, you know, people were, at least one person was saying, well, hey, you got the wrong person.
Sabrina Tavernisi, thanks very much.
Thank you.
New York Times reporter Sabrina Tavernisi speaking with us from Baghdad.